This is an MUT Radio podcast.
I'm Kubeke,
Baba. Stelukwazi uthando lakho lomculo wejazz luqale nini uzuzithola nawe usuthanda ibass njengoba manje udlala nane double bass ngiyazi siminingi iminyaka udlala and futhi uyafundisa eWits University umculo. Take us through, where did this passion start from? Where does this passion come from?
Hey, man. Lento iqale mfethu before you were born. I'm definitely about that. Iqale before you were born, lento. And then, but ngela xesha thina sikhula. To cut the long story short, when I finished my trick, and I knew that I wanted to do something in the music pakati, but obviously I couldn't tell my parents that I want to do that, because at the time, when we were growing up, musicians were seen as loafers, were seen as womanizers, were seen as anything negative. Musicians were seen as like that. But then I went to Natal University, to UNITRA first, to do my degree, a BCom degree. And then in the second year, the best thing that could have ever happened to me happened, because we were expelled from UNITRA for being club warriors. I hope you understand that. We were like involved in student politics and stuff like that. So I was expelled from UNITRA, and then I went back home, and then from then on, then I thought, okay, this is my chance to start and do this music kind of thing. And there was a band that was practicing close to my home, my neighbors, and I was friends with the guy that lived in that house. And of course, these guys were not full-time musicians. They had full-time jobs. So during the day, when they're busy working hard to earn their living at their respective workplaces, we were fiddling with their instruments.
Wow.
And then we got caught one day, and we were called that, okay, guys, come, explain yourself, what's happening here? But then these guys asked us to play something, and we fiddled around and played, and then they saw, oh, okay, actually we're not breaking any instrument, we're trying to make something. So they said, okay, guys, carry on, you can do this as long as you don't break anything. And then we decided as us, because up to that point, we were kind of swapping, you know, this day I will play drums, this day I will play whatever other instrument that is available. So we decided, okay, look, guys, tomorrow from school, we're going to choose a person, going to choose an instrument that is going to stick with forever. And I had my eyes on the drums.
Wow.
But then, unfortunately for me, on that day, we had afternoon classes. I don't know if you guys still have those things these days. We had afternoon classes, and then I was late. So when I got to the place where we were going to choose what we played, everything else was chosen except for the bass. So I had to make do with the bass. So I can say the bass found me. And the rest is history. I stayed with it from that day on.
Wow. What a lovely story, Baba, because I don't know, but when I was listening to your album this morning, like, since morning, and I'm listening to your approach with your bass. It's so unique, and I must say, and because many bassists, when you listen to their music, they will want to dominate more. But what triggered me is that you allow other instruments to also shine. You're not only just taking the shine because you are the bassist and this is your project. How would you define that in your own context in terms of allowing other voices to partake on your voice?
Okay. Well, this is simple. I'm a musician that happened to play bass.
Mm.
Get what I'm saying? Yeah. So music, I express myself playing the bass. Mm. But I mean, as a composer, I don't compose for bass.
Mm.
I don't compose for a particular instrument, actually. I try and bring out what is inside me. Mm. Hence, I'm saying, first and foremost, I'm a musician that happened to play bass,
mm.
you know. So you're not going to hear a bassistic kind of thing mm. in my composition, because when I compose and I'm playing, I'm not thinking bass. I'm thinking a holistic project. I'm thinking music.
Yeah, I see. We heard that you are coming down to Durban to play again. I know Guti.
Yeah.
You've got a soft spot for KZN people, and you wish you could have been corner. And mhlawumbe ubaba ngasherela ukuthi iziphi indawo azobedlala kuzona, and also mase ubaba egcineni asiphe ama contact details where they could reach out to him if people want to reach out to you, maybe your socials and also maybe your email address.
Sure. Okay, let's start with our details. My email address is lexfutrane@gmail.com. All lowercase, one word.
Yes.
And I'm on Instagram, I'm on Facebook, I've got a web page, a Facebook page. My Facebook page is at lexfutrane. And Instagram, same thing, at Let's Futrane. Oh, no. My band or musician, whatever page is Lex Monde. But I mean, if you type Let's Futrane, you'll be able to get everything that you're looking for. And I will be playing on the 24th. I'm at the Jazz Center at Natal University.
Mm.
And then on the 26th, I'm at the Chairman. And then on the 27th, I'm at the Head Row in Sweet U.
Wow.
And my number, if you want to call me, is 083-661-7842. And my CD will be on sale as well, and it's titled Innocent Victims and Perpetrators. So it will be on sale. If you're interested, you're keen on keeping that with you and play it whenever you want to play it, it will be available there. Yes.
Baba, siyabonga kakhulu ngokuthatha isikhathi sakho usijoyine la emsakazweni. I'm sure mina sibonana nawe in one of the shows. I'll make my time and come and see you. And yeah, I'll be so happy to see you in person, because I've heard quite a lot of stories about Babulex Mchane, and it will be my first time seeing you. You know, there's so many stories that I always hear But it's good stories, though, you know. So.
Well, as long as it's all good stories, then I'm fine.
I get to be so baba kunjalo.
Okay.
Asibonga kakhulu baba.
Ubonga mina mfethu.
Yeah, baba.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.